As an expected 1 million people head to the Super Bowl victory parade starting at 11 a.m. this morning in Boston, here's a question to ponder. Are the New England Patriots the greatest dynasty in sports history? They've played in 9 Super Bowls in 17 years and have won 6. With a look at the Pats' place in sports history, we're joined this morning by Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob. Good to talk to you again, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, good morning, Bob.
So, right up front, are the Patriots the best dynasty in sports history, your view?
I don't want to get too technical, but it depends on whether how literal you want to take the word dynasty. I'm a history major. I'm a little proprietary toward it. They're one of the great have one of the great runs, and it's one of the great eras in history. The only true dynasty, in my opinion, in North American sport is the Yankees from 1921 to 1964, when they won 27 pennants, 21 World Series, and there was not one person left with the team who started with the original run. You know, so we're getting technical here. It's a great run. It's the best era of dominance in the history of the National Football League. That much we can certainly say with certainty.
How about a little closer to home? How do you think the Patriots compare to the Celtics' run at titles in the 1950s and 60s?
Numerically, the Celtics will always be able to claim superiority with 11 championships in a 13-year period from 1957 to 1969. But the path to championship was much easier for the Celtics in that era. For most of the time, they only had to win two series to do it. And to win the NBA, you need to win 4. So it's very difficult to make that era comparison.
Do you think it's harder to maintain a year-to-year winning streak, a year-to-year Super Bowl streak, or even playoff streak in football than it is in other sports?
Well, the thing that has distinguished this Patriots is the fact that they have prevailed in an era where the system is set up to prevent something like this happening. The era of free agency is the salary cap. No other team has managed to do what the Patriots have done with these two handicaps, and they are handicaps. So there's no question that this achievement is astonishing. The rest of the league is truly in awe about what they have been able to do.
I'm wondering if you think that this long Patriots run is a good thing for football or not.
That's a debate that we have in sport all the time. The great team theory that gives everyone something to talk about and to go after. But I know I think that most people feel that the great team theory is good for the sport in question. It's a debatable topic, but I would fall in line with that as well.
Let me ask a couple of Patriots-centric questions here, if I might, Bob Ryan. You know, the Patriots have had their run while there's been a constant turnover of personnel. You know, just yesterday, the Miami Dolphins officially hire former New England Patriots assistant coach Brian Flores as the new head coach there. How long do you think the Patriots can keep this up?
Well, as long as Bill Belichick is here, they're going to have a competitive advantage. And, of course, as long as Tom Brady continues to perform at a high level, they will be in good shape there. Tom Brady insisted he can play till he's 45. He will start next season at 42. It's improbable, but I don't think we can rule it out because Tom Brady has defied the actuarial tables already. Bill Belichick has the exact same amount of enthusiasm for his job as he always has had. And so how long? And you're right, the continuity that is there, they turn it over and reshuffle the deck and the thing, they keep on playing at a high level. So those are the two constants. And of course, the owner, who has to get a great deal of credit for the way that team was originally put together. And hiring Bill Belichick, when I can assure you there was a great deal of skepticism among the media at the time that Kraft had lost his mind because we thought Belichick was unhinged.
Tom Brady, you pointed out, says he has no plans to retire yet, but he just won a Super Bowl. Do you think that this is the last Super Bowl that Brady will play in his quarterback?
I would not go there because let's say that he were to deteriorate 10%, and I'm not saying he's going to, but were he to deteriorate 10% by next year, he still would be a top 10 quarterback, and you can win with a top 10 quarterback. So the Patriots are still going to be a threat next year.
Bob Ryan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, always, always a pleasure, and thanks again.
You are welcome, Bob. Thank you.